I'm trying to improve myself. I'm reading a book by Sultanullah Sheikh Abdul Faiz Zarqistani.
Yeah.
And first question is, how do I know when my ego is speaking? How do I know my ego? So sometimes Isha or Fajr, we are tired.
Mm.
So how do I know if my ego is saying sleep or I'm really tired?
Ego give you answer that you would like to hear. So, what do you say, things which are making you comfortable and what do you say, keeping you away from something, this is ego whispering. Sometimes some things are difficult, or sometimes some things you are doing is heavy on ego. So, ego would tell you, oh, rest, or but that means that time what you are doing is valuable because you are doing that thing despite of your ego. So that's why it makes you feel heavy. But it is more better than other kind of. Because sometimes ego, when you are worshipping, it makes you feel very good about it. But it's ego which is the drive of your worship because you are expecting something in return. So... But when it is heavy, that means you have no expectation, just your expectation is to please Allah Almighty. You don't want anything else. So that time, ego is upset, so it is making you feel heavy.
SubhanAllah.
Yes.
SubhanAllah.
Next question.
Next question is, how do I improve my love for my mercy for Shaykh Muhammad? Just like your love for Mawlana Shaykh Nazim Qadr Salah Sirah. How do we have that genuine, sincere love for Mawlana? Okay, and how do I get it?
You are coming here for this love.
For?
You are coming here for this love.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Okay. Your heart wants to have this love. But the Sheikh is also the one your ego hates. So, because our ego... is a self-declared God. He sees himself like God, so he wants us to follow him. But this is what he's making, driving him. But at the moment you acknowledge that you are not, you are a weak person and you need somebody to guide, this is, ego gets very angry. Because first time in your life, you are acknowledging somebody better than you. Before the Sheikh, you don't acknowledge anyone which is better than you. There are people who do jobs for you because of their expertise, but you would never say that they are better than you. But on the case of your Murshid, you say he is...
every level.
In every level, but you say, I am surrendering to him. So this would be the first beginning of war with ego. So that's why the ego's enemy is the Murshid. So ego is actually Dajjal and Murshid is Mahdi.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
Ego is showing us hell, but what ego is showing hell is in reality it is the heaven. Then what ego shows us as heaven is in reality hell.
Jahannam.
This is the attribute of Dajjal.
Mm.
And Mahdi is there to expose him.
They're
saying that this is the what is showing you as hell. In reality, it is the heaven because it is only the advertisement.
So, say, how do I know if I love my Murshid or if it's just my ego saying you love him and Bismillah God?
No, you your heart say that you love him.
Mm.
Okay, you have your love, but don't challenge him. Whatever
don't challenge Mawlana.
Mawlana.
Oh, yeah, alhamdulillah.
Whatever he's saying, do it. Even when you are out of his reach, okay, try to live your life as he's living. Try to conduct your affairs as he's doing. Loving is not just kissing and hugging and being around all the time. Hugging is just... loving is do what he ordered to do. The deeds he likes.
Amal.
Amal. So the amal he likes, if you do, what do you say, your love increases. And this is sincere love, because, what do you say, you are doing because you love him. But saying I love him, but you do the amal you like, you follow your ego, this is not a sincere love.
So amal is wazifa, salah, namaz.
Keeping good manners.
And that's my third question, is adab, how do I practice, where do I start?
Adab is being humble. But being humble, we are all humble towards our Sheikh. But this is not enough humbleness. The objective is to be humble to all the creations of Allah Almighty.
I see, what does that mean, humble? What does humbleness mean?
Humbleness means that you don't have pride. For instance, I'm dealing with him. I should consider myself worse than him, not better than him. And humility is not to judge people.
Very difficult, Sid.
And whatever bad deeds they do, you just try to give a good excuse. Okay. And if you run out of good excuses, you tell Allah forgive them. But you don't put yourself on the point of judging, because that's the level of Allah Almighty. So being humble is not have prejudice against people, not to judge people, not to break people's heart. Just be as you are, and be one who is beneficial.
For deen or dunya or everything?
Everything. Everything is together.
Yes.
Because I can stay in the mosque, do wazifa, pray all day, but this doesn't help anyone except myself. And if when I come out of this mosque, I am arrogant to everyone, and I'm not nice towards everyone, or I am imitating my acts, it is useless. But the one who is respected, loved by the people, because Allah Almighty shows His love through people. The one who is loved by the people is loved by Allah Almighty also. This is a sign.
SubhanAllah.
So our way is to be humble, to treat everyone nicely, to help people who are in need. Okay. And if we make mistake, admitting, this is also humility. Mm-hmm. If we make mistakes, mm-hmm. we get proud, mm-hmm. we get angry, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, humility dictates that you acknowledge that it was your mistake.
See, all this takes sabr.
Yeah.
And I'm not very good with sabr.
You try. What do you say? We say in tariqah, we try. Our duty is to try. And Sheikh's duty is to push.
SubhanAllah. Okay.
Without trying, what do you say? There is no pushing.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Allah bless you, inshallah.
Allah might bless you, Sayyidi. Yeah.